Okay, she's working. Okay. Today, I'm here in my bedroom because it's freaking cold out there. And I was fighting with the mic trying to get it off the stand, and I couldn't get it. So I'm just holding the stand in my hands along with the mic. And my fucking app is like spazzing out. I don't really know what's going on. I don't know if that's going to be an issue or, yeah, I don't know. I guess we'll see. Good morning. It is Tuesday, actually, the 2nd. Ooh, it's a good day. The airlines, it's, I don't know. Travel deals today. I don't know what the fuck, but they are supposed to have good deals. The reason I'm recording today instead of tomorrow is because whenever tomorrow comes, I'll be gone like the wind. I'm gonna go to New Jersey and see some of my girls, and I'm so excited. Sam and Erica, I think I've mentioned them, no, I definitely have, because, like, those are the people who introduced me to raving and festivals, and I love them, and we've built a relationship, a long-distance friendship, and it's been a year and a few months since I saw them last. It was last August, and yeah, here we are. So I will leave my house at about 3 to 3:30 and then get to the airport around 4:30-ish. And then, yeah, I gotta drop my car off at, this place, and then they're gonna give me a shuttle to the airport, and then I'll get on my Spirit airline flight and fly 3.5 hours to New Jersey, and then my friend Sam is gonna ask her boss if she can leave work to come pick me up and take me to her apartment and then go back to work. So hopefully that's the case, because otherwise I'm like, I don't really know what to do, because I'm gonna have my stuff with me and I don't have a key to either of their houses, so I would just be stuck with my stuff until they got off, which, I mean, isn't the worst thing. I don't super mind that, but it would just be more convenient the other way, and I would get to see her right away. So I hope that's the case and I wouldn't have to pay for Uber. It would be super convenient, but, you know, we'll see. So, I'm so excited. I don't know. I feel like I was really anxious, and I just feel like the past, like, yesterday and today, like, I've been more excited about it. So, that feels good, because, obviously, I don't want to be anxious. I don't know. I feel like I'm at a little, well, obviously, I'm in a transition point of my life, but I just feel like overall this time off has been good, and I think it is good to have time off, but I think it's balanced, because I feel like in my normal working life, I'm just grinding so hard that sometimes I don't, like, there's not time to feel my emotions, which I don't think that's great. But then now that I've had all of this time off, I feel like I've gotten too deep in my emotions, and they are kind of consuming me. And I think it's good to let your emotions move through your body and, like, be aware of them and kind of, like, be present with them. But I feel like there's just been a lot of days over this period where I am, like, paralyzed by my emotions, and I'm just like, I feel like scared and overwhelmed and just like shame and guilt and like, yeah, I guess just shame and guilt. And so it's been really difficult some days. And even whenever it's not like, it's, I don't want to label this as bad. I don't think it's bad. There were definitely some days that were a lot better and that were a lot more fun. And I feel like my brain was really working with me. But I don't know. I mean, I feel like it's important and I have these emotions and I have these parts of myself. And so I think they are good and I can learn to work with them. But I think I just haven't ever taken the time to really get to know them or explore them. I think that I mostly have tried to just be like, no, I don't want to feel this. I like, no, why am I feeling this way? And I'm just like upset that I'm upset about it. Does that make sense? Like, it doesn't even matter what the original upset was. It's how I'm handling my upset, and it's making me more upset that I'm upset. And then I'm just like being like mean to myself and just like, why am I feeling this? This is so dumb. Like, what's wrong with me? Blah, blah, blah. And then it just goes into this like full on like shame spiral. And I just, even that is complicated because I don't know. I don't know. And I think that's something that people who are neurodivergent kind of like think, in at least in my experience, and I feel like some other people's, it's like, no, this is just normal. Like, it's, everyone feels this way. Like, this is just normal. But I think some days I get to a point that is not normal and like it is causing me suffering because I get so lost in it. And then I'm like, I don't know, it's just all really difficult because whenever I'm feeling anxious, I can recognize that I'm feeling anxious. And then I think like my next step is sometimes it's, why am I anxious? This is so stupid. Like, I'm supposed to be having fun. I don't want to be anxious. And then sometimes it's like, of course I'm anxious. Like, of course I'm anxious, but don't fucking say anything to anyone. Because once you say something to someone, then you're bringing them down too. And then it's this, and then it's this, and you're a burden, and you're this, and you're this, and you're this. And obviously, like, I think a lot of that is maybe not super normal, but I like it whenever I can reflect on it and learn about myself. And I feel like in sometimes when I am so anxious and then I can kind of chill, like I feel like I am getting better at like calming myself down, but I feel like I need calm down too much. And yeah, I don't know. I just feel like I've gone from feeling very minimal. Feeling very minimal emotions to feeling all of my emotions. And now I just want a balance because I feel like, I think, I don't know. I just feel like I've been really scared and frozen. And I don't like that. And I thought I have to just learn to live with this and through this. And I think that is true, but I think I don't have to do that 24/7. I think it's a balance of like, there is times that I can feel my emotions and just sit still and let them all move through me and just be with them. But then there's a level of like, okay, like, this is not healthy for me. I'm so scared of like everything. And yeah, that's kind of how I've been a little bit. And I don't know. I'm like, I don't know I'm at a point in my life that's just labeled, I don't know. Of course, I have no answers to the big questions. I don't have any answer to any question, actually. I just have more questions. And I just want... I don't know. I just want to be... I don't want to be contributing to all of this, to my own suffering, I guess. I think whenever I start feeling anxious or I start feeling like, I feel like shame has been something super present lately. And I don't know, I guess that feels hard because with the shame, I just, whenever I feel it, I recognize that I feel it, and then I feel myself just like kind of getting smaller and smaller, and then I just am like completely out of my body, and I'm just really like scared, and I'm just worried about like how I'm presenting in the world. And so then I'm like, I just need to be alone, because if I'm alone and I'm doing this, like, it's okay. But like, if I'm with my people and I'm doing this, then it's bringing them down. And then like, the shame gets bigger from that, because it's like, okay, yeah, like, you're bringing everyone else down too. And like, you are causing this problem. And then like, that like affects like people's perception of me, I feel like. I don't know, I'm obviously emotional talking about this, but I feel like I don't know, I feel like I've just am like in a weird spot of insecurity that like I feel like I need constant validation from everyone around me. And that is scary, because I feel like I used to only get validation, and I was just so like distant from myself. Like, I didn't really have a self, to my knowledge. And it's nice because it's like instant gratification getting validation from other people. But then it's also like really hard, because then like you completely like self-abandon. And that's obviously really complicated, but I don't really know. It's hard because sometimes I want to ask like, am I fucking insane? Like, do you think like I'm just like a burden or something? But I feel like I want to be able to answer for myself, like, no, bitch, you're not a burden. Like, you're a fucking person. Like, you're good. But it's hard, especially whenever I'm in that, because it's like I'm at war of fighting whether I am a burden or not, and then looking like at myself from afar, I'm like, yeah, like, I'm sitting here in this room with these people, and I want to be having fun. Like, I want to be being my like favorite version of myself, but then this like scared version is consuming me, and it's just making me like small and quiet, and I feel like more, it's making me less present, and it's making me more nervous, and I'm just thinking about what everyone else could be thinking about me, and then I'm just like spiraling in that, and then like me sitting there being quiet validates that I do suck and I should feel like shit. And yeah, so that's difficult, obviously. And then yeah, I just kind of just sit in that and don't really, like, I haven't really, it's so easy for me to spiral into that, because that is like my normal spiral. And what I would like to do and try to do is try to hold those things, but hold them smaller, and also realize that there's so many other parts of me that like can't even have a moment because these ones are consuming me. I don't know. I mean, and this is something that I've kind of been talking about this whole time, but I don't know. I just want to be able to be more connected to myself, I guess. I'm like, I don't know. I feel like that's what I've been doing. But then also, like, I think in those moments, like, no, I'm so disconnected from myself. But it's hard because I don't know how I get there, I guess. Or here. I don't know how I get back to my regular self either. That is the complicated part. I don't know how I'm switching to these different versions of myself, but whenever I'm there, then I can notice it. But I want to, I don't know. And even then, because it's like, I still want to learn from this. I still think that, you know, my shame and fear, like, have things to teach me. But I don't know. But today, I'm scared. Well, I'm not, I don't feel scared right now. I feel like I'm okay. I feel like I can go to the airport and get on a plane. Like, that feels, like, really doable. But I feel like I also need to account for my anxious self, for my scared and shameful self, because I feel, like, nervous about flying, because what if I get to the airport and then I'm, like, so anxious, and then what if I, like, can't get on the plane because I'm so scared that I'm gonna die on this plane, and then either I don't go, or I do go, or, like, whatever. I don't know. I don't think that's gonna happen. In my head, I'm like, that's not gonna happen, but I don't think that's the answer either. I think realizing that that's a possibility, but still doing it. I really want to do it. Like, I'm gonna be really sad if I don't go or something, but I want to go. I know that I want to go, and I feel 99.99999% sure that I'm going. But I don't know, I guess I just still want to be realistic and say, if I'm having a freak out panic attack, I probably shouldn't go. But at the same time, I think that actually it would be better if I am having a full-on fucking panic attack just to go and realize that that's my anxiety and that's out of my control. And whether I go or don't go, like, I'm going to be anxious. Sorry, you can hear literally everyone in the background because, like I said, I'm in my room, so I'm not outside in the shop. So, yeah. But I feel okay. I feel okay right now. I don't know, dude. I feel like I'm fucking insane, because whenever I'm this person, like, I feel like I'm, like, my fear is not consuming me. Like, I feel excited, I feel these other things, and it's hard because I feel like my main two, I guess, I feel like versions of myself are, like, complete opposite. And so I don't know why I'm crying. Like, I feel like whenever I'm, like, my, like, fun, like, curious version of myself, like, I love that version of me, and I feel like that, like, I can see, like, am I a burden, am I a fucking worthless piece of shit, like, those are just not even, like, questions that I have. Like, I there's no question about it, I feel like. But then on the opposite, it's like those questions like consume me completely. And I don't know. I mean, I guess right now I'm kind of in the middle because I'm like, I guess the middle is where I don't know. Should I be in the middle more? Because I feel like, no, I don't want to be in the middle. I want to be my curious, like, I don't want to say carefree, but free. I care a lot, but I'm more free. It's not consuming me. Because my other one, like, my emotions are, like, so overwhelming. It's like I can't even control it. It's so far out of my control. Where my, like, curious self is, like, I'm so in control, like, but I'm really not in control of that either, I guess. Like, that just kind of happens. I don't know. I hope I don't sound fucking insane. You guys are listening, you're like, oh my god, like, is she okay? Like, what's going on? Because I don't know. It's like, I think, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know if I'm okay. No, I'm okay. Because I'm like, I feel like in those moments, I'm getting better. Because first step, recognition, obviously. Second step, I don't know. But I feel like, I think that is where I'm kind of at. Because my normal routine self just jumps into, well, why am I upset? Why is this? Like, this is not supposed to be like this. No, this isn't supposed to be like this. And then I'm, like, trying to, like, grasp for control. And obviously that just makes me spiral more. And then another version of me in this is, like, I want to recognize that. And then I just want to, you know, ask who's talking. And if it's my fear, be able to ask questions like, okay, my cat's coming to snuggle with me. Hi, what do you have to say? Ooh, she got a little purr for you. She got a little purr. What am I saying? Oh, ask who is saying that, and it's usually fear or shame or guilt or fucking overwhelm. And they have to say, I have to say, okay, we're gonna sit down and we can look at this as, we can look at this and see if this is a logistic feeling. Am I scared of some, sorry, I gotta adjust now that she's here. Is this something that is valid? Is it valid that I would have a full-on panic attack and not get on the plane? Not necessarily. That would not be a good idea. That would not do me good. Is it good to be concerned that the plane may crash and I might die and I might die? I mean, that's really the biggest fear. Yeah, I mean, it is possible and it's a little bit valid because it can happen. It could happen. Also, the chances of it happening are pretty low. Me walking in, getting in my car, and driving anywhere is way more dangerous. And also, it's getting on this plane and going to do this thing. I feel like what I'm trying to tell myself is that that's not dangerous. Because I feel like my scared self says, oh my god, everything is scary. Like, you could die so many times in a day. So how about, like, stay home, stay still, don't talk to anyone, don't go anywhere, like, don't do anything so you don't have to, like, worry about dying. But then it's like, I'm not really getting to live my life because I'm so scared that I'm going to lose my life, that I'm literally losing my life.
by staying here. Does that make sense? But then it's like hard because it's like, not really though. Like I still, I don't, it's hard because I don't know. I really have no answer. And I'm really like, I feel like 50-50 split. Like it makes sense. Like, because if I stay here, I am with my family. I'm with my, all my animals and my friends are here. Everyone's here. If something happens, I'm right here. There's this. And it's like, obviously possible. Yes. That I just have a brain aneurysm right now in this moment and die right here, right now. Even though I'm sitting in my bed perfectly, quote, safe. And then I think my scared self is like, yeah, so why would you go get on a plane? Like, why? No, let's not do that. And then, like, my other self is like, I want to go do this so bad. I'm excited to do this because I think this is going to be like a little refresh and it's going to take me out of this scared because I am scared and it is something that can be scary, but I still want to do it because this is something I want. I want to live my life. I want to explore the world. I want to see as much of the world as I possibly can. I want to make friends everywhere. I want to exist. I don't know. I just want to live. I want to, I don't know, maybe I should just think more about what else I want out of this trip. I want to see some things. I want to learn some things. I want to feel things. I want to see other people experiencing things. And that kind of cry just now when my voice started to cry felt good because it feels like a state of awe, like why I like travel. Wow, I did not plan on crying this much today. But I feel like that's why I like traveling. Like I feel like I don't know myself because I feel like I'm usually like so like, I don't know, I guess like spontaneous or like carefree. Like I love to go and travel and do things and have fun and like be living my life like 24/7. But then I feel like, and I feel like in my real working life, like I do that. And then I just feel like all I ever wanted was to not have a job so I could do that even more. But I feel like now, like, I think that's why I feel so lost, because I thought not having a job would like completely free me and I would get to go travel and I would get to go do these things and have like just be living and going constantly. And then obviously that's not what's happened. Like I've been in my room like probably most of this time off, like, and it is nice because I do still get like see my family every day and like, you know, there is perks to it, but I feel like mostly I've just been so scared and I'm like, I don't know what to do. I don't know like what I want or where I want to go or why I want to go. Like, I don't know anything. So I'm just going to stay here and not do anything. And I don't like that. Like, I know like that doesn't feel super true to me. It feels, whenever I'm scared, it feels like this is what I should do because this is all that I can do to survive this scaredness, but I just feel like that's not what I really want. Like, I want to travel. Like, it's so embarrassing, my fucking cry voice, but I don't know. Like, I just feel so scared of like everything right now. Like, I'm like stuck in this like state of being scared. Like, I don't feel like, I don't feel free. I don't feel like I want to go and travel and do all these things. I feel scared. I feel like I need to just, like, not. Like, I feel like I can't. And so, I feel like, now I'm realizing that staying here and not living my life because I'm scared to live it is also not how I want to live my life. So, I don't know. And I'm like, I feel like this feels like a good, like, baby step, kind of, to get me back into, like, something. Because I just feel like I've been so, yeah, like, scared of traveling. But this is, like, a safe trip. Like, it's only a 3.5-hour flight. I'm going to see friends, and so it's not like I'm, like, going anywhere by myself or doing anything crazy. Like, I'm going to see friends. I'm going to stay with people. Like, this is a flight that I've flown before. I have everything I need. If I don't, I know that they will, or it'll be, like, I'll be able to get it. My family's safe. They're all here together, and whether I'm here or not here doesn't control anybody's safety. This is an opportunity. I could meet people at the airport. I can meet people on the plane. I can meet people when I'm there. I love meeting people. That's literally feels like something that I feel like I know that I love. But also, like, it feels, I don't know. I don't really think that that feels super scary to me. Like, I know I love meeting people, but I feel like I get scared in my, like, with my closest people. Like, I feel like I am, because obviously in my house, like, how I'm feeling, like, I can't really hide it. Like, I'm around my family 24/7. Yeah, if I just sat in my room by myself, but I can't do that because I get bored. So, and, like, I love my family, so I'll go hang out with, like, whoever. And I feel like sometimes I don't know. I think every time that I say I'm scared right now and I'm feeling this and this a little bit, I think it's good, because even just saying it makes me feel a little more present and a little more connected with whoever I'm with at the time. But I feel like most of the time I don't say something and I just try to, like, act like nothing's wrong, and I try to just, like, not say anything. And then I'm, like, trying to be the other version of myself, but I'm in the scared version of myself. And so it's, like, then I'm so alone around everyone. And I feel like that is probably the worst feeling, is feeling alone in community. Like, whenever I'm with my people. But whenever I'm not saying something, it's because I'm feeling these feelings, and those feelings are telling me, like, don't say anything, because that's just gonna validate these feelings that, like, you are a burden and you are bringing down everyone, and, like, you do suck. So I think it's good, because it's like, whenever I do just say I'm feeling anxious today and I'm feeling a little bit scared, or I'm feeling a little bit, like, shit. yeah, even just naming it is good. And then sometimes it can lead into a conversation. And then it's like, also, I think a little bit, like, obviously, I'm pretty intensely about all of this, intense about it. But, like, I feel like everyone kind of feels like, am I a burden? Am I doing this right? Do I suck? Like, do I deserve to be here? What am I doing with my life? I feel like. So, I think it's good to say it sometimes. And I don't know, just name it. I feel silly saying it. Like, I feel like right now, literally right now in this moment, I feel like those things feel kind of true. I don't know. I mean, I feel good. I feel like this is, like, I feel like, yes, I do need to go on this trip because I do want these things out of life. And I definitely do feel like this scared self has really, like, consumed me. And I just don't want it to be consuming me. I think it can be present and I want to be curious about it. But whenever it's consuming me, I can't be curious about it. I'm just so deep in it that I'm just like, I'm lost in it. I'm completely distant from myself. And I'm just in this whole like lie. And I think it's just being present in my body. I feel like, I don't know. And that's what's hard, because I feel like I don't know how I get to these anxious places. And I don't think that they're all bad. Just whenever I start spiraling into them, I think that's where it goes wrong. I think as soon as I start feeling the anxiety, I need to question, what is this? Who is this? Why? How? Who, what, when, where, why, how? That's what I need to ask. And instead of instantly going right along with that story, you know? Because also, like, in my curious version of myself, I think, oh my God, like, what if I go on this plane? Like, what if I get to the airport and, like, I, like, see someone or, like, meet someone, and it's just, like, this little, like, moment of something that, in, like, significant to my life. Like, I don't know. I just feel like, even like at the, I just love the airport, because you get to go and like everyone is just like living their life and it's so beautiful. Like, it's, oh my God, I just love it, because like everyone's rushing around and it's a little chaotic and some people are stressed and some people are like going on a vacation. Some people are like going to see like someone they love right before they die. Like, someone's going home. People are going home after Thanksgiving. Maybe they came here to see their family. Maybe they came here to see their friends. Maybe they came here because they didn't want to be alone. Maybe they came here because they did want to be alone. Like, people at the airport are so complex. Like, I mean, people everywhere are complex, but at the airport, like, there's just so much happening and so many people, like, happening. Like, everyone's just living their life and I love it. Like, I feel like overwhelmed with like curiosity. Like, you know, everyone's doing everything. What if someone's on my flight? And what if they're going to New Jersey to, I don't know. And what if they ask me what I'm doing? Oh God, that sounded disgusting. And then I'm gonna be like, oh yeah, I see, even right here is an opportunity, because one version of myself is saying, oh, I don't have a job and I don't know what I'm doing with my life and I'm scared of everything, so I'm taking this trip to reset. And then another version of myself is like, I quit my job because it was horrible and I've saved, like, been saving money forever, and so I've taken the month off and now I'm going to see my friends that I haven't seen in over a year because our lives are always so busy and now I finally have time for this, and like, I want to go and just see the world and like see these people and feel connected and feel I'll be able to miss my life here. Like, I'll be able to miss my family and my animals, and I like get to come back to this. Like, that's so beautiful to me. Wow, this is so deep. Like, I'm having I feel like I'm having like a revelation. Like, oh, I don't know, but I don't know. I mean, I think it is good, and I think it also, maybe I should say, I'm on my period. And, you know, feminist, of course, my period fucks me up. Like, I can be a fucking crazy bitch. Like, already my emotions are intense, and so on my period I just feel like they're also intense, and I don't know, they're everything. Everything is just everything, like, but I think it's gonna be good, and I think that I'm more excited than nervous, and I just feel like proud of myself. I feel like this is a step in the right direction. I feel like this is good, and not necessarily for the results to have had been on this trip, but just to go on this trip and just to go, honestly. I feel like just getting on the plane and flying there, that is going to be the hardest part. And whatever happens, like, it's going to be okay. Like, this is my life and I want to live it. And I think also something, it's like a lot of this time, like, yeah, I don't know what I'm doing. And a lot of days, like, on paper have not been that eventful. They have been really scared, but I don't know. I just think I don't want to call it good or bad. I really don't. I think I've learned a lot about myself, and I think now I'm just wanting to balance it out. I don't want to be working 24/7. I also don't want to be at home 24/7. Still don't know what I want to do for a job, but also I feel so scared of that conversation. I feel like I can cry just thinking about a job. And I scrolled on Indeed for fucking ever the other day, and it was horrible. And I was like, I don't want to do any of this shit. I don't want any of this shit. What am I doing? What am I doing? And I don't know. Damn, these people are so loud. Whatever. It's okay. But yeah, I don't know what I'm doing, but I think that this at least is a step in the right direction, is taking this trip and being scared and doing it anyway. Because I feel like, yeah, obviously everything is pretty fucking scary, and I feel like a lot of this time I've spent just being scared and not doing anything, and I don't know, I think it's okay that I did that, and I'm not mad at myself, or I'm not like, oh, I've wasted all this time. Like, I don't think that I feel that. I think that I have been doing the best that I can, and I was trying that out, and that's not working for me, so now I'm going to just try something else, and we'll see. Maybe I go on this trip and I realize that I hate traveling and I never want to travel again. Based off of any other time that I've traveled, I don't think that's going to be the case. Because any other time that I have traveled, I really love it. I just love people. And I think that traveling is such a... My mind is on travel mode, and so it's just so much more curious, and I feel way more, it feels so much more appropriate to reach out and to talk to people, and it does feel like opportunity, and I do feel just so curious, and yeah, I'm starting to feel a little bit stuck in this scaredness, and yeah, it's not really doing me. I think something else could be doing me better. And so I'm traveling and seeing what else. And also, it's like maybe I go on this trip and, yeah, I meet someone and they're like, oh my God, I have this job that I love so much, and I do this or I do this, and then like this is so much opportunity, like I could connect, this is networking. And even not for, I don't know, I'm having such weird feelings about even the word job. I'm like, ugh. But I don't think, I don't want it to be like that. I want to find something that I really love, because I do think that people, some people somewhere have jobs that they like. Because I feel like that's the way to do it. Because obviously I've accepted, I don't want to never have a job again. That's not what I want. But also, I don't want to be working how I was. Also, I think that I really do like lashing. Like, I feel like I am more, like, I miss it a little bit. And so, I think that's cool. I still don't know if, like, that's my next job. I don't know what my next job is, obviously. But I just feel like, wow, like, I actually like that, and I feel like I can just, if I get back into lashing, I want to just come from like a full different perspective, because I feel like whenever I graduated and I was just like beauty, like yes, let's do it, whatever, I feel like I like that, but I feel like now I've started to kind of look at the beauty industry different, and I look at, I mean, lashes are capitalism for sure. Every 2 weeks, this amount of money, and then you feel ugly without it. Like, it is an addiction for some people. But I think it's also, like, I don't think that that's everyone's experience. And I don't think that that has to be, like, across the board. On paper, that's what's happening, and I can see that. But I feel like, if I lash again in my life, I want to be like, all of my clients, I want them to know, like, this is not connected to their worth. This is not connected to their value. Like, they are just as beautiful and worthy whether they have lashes or don't. If they need a break or want a break or can't afford it, they're not going to get it, because it's not something you need. This is an extra added thing in your life. And I think, I don't know, I mean, maybe most people don't think of this as deeply, but I just feel like I attach some things like that, like, to my worth. And I know, like, a lot of people, like, if you wear lashes forever and then you take them off, yeah, you do look different. You do. It's a fact. But I want to be clear, like, it's not a bad difference. It's just a different. It's just different. They're not to be compared. They're just two different things. So, because I feel like sometimes I do just like having my lashes done. It just feels good. I just feel pretty. I just feel like it just simply feels good. And it doesn't have to be this whole deep meaning of like my worth or my identity or I don't know, anything like that. Like, it can just be, this is like what's happening. So, yeah, I don't know, but so, yeah, that's me today, just a little nervous baby that's gonna go travel and see if I still love it. I'm trying to find myself a little bit now again, because I think I needed to completely lose myself to find myself again, maybe. Maybe. Does that sound right to you guys? Like, and I don't think that I've completely lost myself, but I don't know. My fear has definitely consumed me in a way that I don't like. Or maybe I'm just, I want to be able to handle it different. Because I don't want fear to be non-existent. I want it to be there and me still. I don't think that fear can be non-existent. I think that it can be present and I just need to, you know, question that, but also question all the other good possible outcomes in life too. Because it is a scary thing getting on a plane. I feel like that is scary, and I think that a lot of people are scared of that. But I feel weird because I've never been scared of that, and now all of a sudden I'm scared of that. Like, I feel like that's backwards. Like, you get scared the first time you fly, and then the more you do it, you're not scared. But I feel like I've never been scared to fly, and now I'm, like, scared. But it's okay. So, jeez, guys. Wow. Thanks for coming. Sorry I'm fucking like this. Let's see. What do I want to talk about something more fun now, because I didn't plan to talk about that the whole time. It just happened. let's see. Happy Thanksgiving. I hope everyone had a good Thanksgiving. I did, except Thanksgiving happened and we had deviled eggs, my favorite thing in the world. I ate one and I didn't like it. What the fuck? What the fuck is wrong with me? Because I love deviled eggs. They're probably my favorite thing in the whole world. And I ate it and I was just like, ew. And so I was like in a crisis. I'm like, I don't know what's going on with me. I don't know what's happening. Like, imposter syndrome. I'm having the opposite of that. I feel like anything but myself. Well, I guess I was with. I don't know, actually, I guess, if that, how to make that make sense. But I felt weird. I was like, who's in my body? Because I love deviled eggs. But yeah, I don't know what was going on. And then I was like, are they gross? Like, is it me? What's going on? But I don't know what happened. But it was really fucking weird. And so now Friday, I made deviled eggs again because I had a Friendsgiving. And I was like, are these deviled eggs good? Like, is it me? Is it weird? Which I had tried some of the, mix before I put them back in the eggs. But it was good. I was just like, I don't know about this texture. Like, I just feel, like, weirded out by it. But also, I think I told y'all I threw up. Like, I made this whole meal. Like, the sweet potato nachos. Oh, God. I can't even talk about it. And then I threw them up. Violently, so much, and so I've been scared of food. I mean, I guess that's kind of related, because, you know, obviously I've been pretty scared of everything. But yeah, I've just been like freaked out about like any food situations. So yeah, I couldn't eat the deviled eggs at all, so I'm pretty pissed off about that. I'm gonna try again for Christmas. We'll see. And then we had a Friendsgiving Friday, and that was fun. Alexis threw it, and so we just hung out. Me and Cheyenne went, and then it was Alexis and her boyfriend Jack, and Jack, it was funny. I like this moment. He was like, oh, I had, like, fun when we all played Uno, like, when you made us play Uno, and we played games, like, it was so fun, and you inspired me, and so I bought dominoes for us to play, and I was like, ooh, like, hell yeah, like, I love that, and, like,
obviously, like, I feel like those words, like, have so much meaning because it's, like, yeah, you just bought Domino's, but you bought it because, like, we liked playing games. Like, this memory of, like, me and my friends, like, doing this thing, like, I don't know, like, it just made me feel really good. I was like, yay, like, I love that, like, something positive. And yeah, I brought Uno No Mercy, and so I made everybody play, and it was so fun. And then, yeah, we tried to get in the hot tub, and it was pouring rain the whole time, so it was, oh my god, it was kind of miserable, honestly, because it was, like, raining, and then it stopped, and so we were like, okay, let's get in, and then we went to get in, and then it turned off, I guess. And then it was, like, starting to heat back up, and then it was, like, almost 90, so we're, like, okay, cool, like, it's warm, let's get in, and then we get in, and then the jets started blowing cold water, and then we're, like, what the fuck? And so we were, like, oh, I don't know what to do, but then they started getting hot again, so we were, like, okay, cool, we'll stay in here, and then it, like, finally started getting, like, warm, and it was feeling good, and then we all had felt, like, a little raindrop, and Cheyenne was, like, is it raining? Like, I think I just felt a raindrop, and literally, as soon as she finished that sentence, it started pouring, and it was fucking freezing cold, and it was windy, and it was so freaking miserable. And so we ran out, and then we went and changed and put on our warm clothes, and we were like, okay, let's be done with that. And then we played Never Have I Ever, and it was fun. And then, yeah, that was Friday night. And then Saturday, me, Nat, and Cheyenne went and did a mimosa walk. It was so much fun. But they were mostly orange juice. Like, the people didn't really put that much champagne in it, which is valid because there was, like, 15 places. So, you know, there's that. And then I made a friend, Paula, because she was trying to put up this canopy by herself, and I was like, you're really cool about girl bossing it, but, like, can I help you? Like, do you want help? And she was like, oh, yes, like, I'm setting up for the wine walk. And I was like, oh my god, like, we just did the mimosa walk. And she's like, are you doing the wine walk? Like, do the wine walk. And I was like, oh yeah, like, we will have to next time. And she's like, no, do it today, like, I'll comp your tickets, like, you guys, like, you helped me, like, thank you. And I was like, shut up, bitch, thank you. And I just feel like that's such a perfect example of, like, life is worth living. Like, I just feel like I, and, like, we just talked for, like, a minute, like, me and Paula, I just love her, and, like, we just got to build this little friendship off just, like, a little, like, I just put myself out there, and, like, the universe showed up. Like, I was, like, nervous. I was like, oh, I want to go help her, like, she's struggling, like, I don't know, like, I want to go help her, I want to go help her. And I was like, she's really girl bossing it, like, I don't know, like, she's doing her thing, like, maybe she doesn't want help, maybe da da da. And then I'm like, you can't put up a fucking canopy by yourself, like, that seems impossible. So I was just like, do you want help? And, like, guess what, I made a friend. We got three free tickets to the wine walk, and, like, we just got to talk, and, like, she was just so sweet. Like, I love her. She's my friend now, okay? And so, yeah, which we had got the first glass of wine, and then Natalie threw up a lot, so we just chilled after that. We went and got some food and then went and drank again, but it was just so much fun. And then we made another friend. We made a lot of friends, and I just feel like that, like, I feel like that is, like, why my life is worth living. Like, I love meeting people. I love, like, making friends, and just, I don't know, like, I made friends with this other girl. She was, like, dancing at this bar, and I was like, just, you know, we were, like, hyping each other up, like, hey, 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 and, like, just dancing all fun, and, like, I don't know. The energy was just so good. I was like, I love your energy. Like, I'm having so much fun. I'm so glad you're here. And it's just like this random person. And I don't know. We were just like, I love you. Like, I'm glad you're here right now. And it was just so fun. And I love life. And then, yeah, we got a hotel. And we went to Silo. And we took Natalie to her first rave. And she loved it. So yeah, it was just a lot of fun. Yeah. I just feel like, yeah, life is worth living. Life is worth fucking living, bitch. Anyway. But thanks for going on that roller coaster with me. I wasn't expecting that, but maybe you were, because you're like, this bitch is pretty fucking insane and she's always crying about something. She's a fucking weird ass bitch. Okay. Or maybe you're like, oh my god, I relate. Like, I love her. Thanks. Yeah. Because we're looking at all perspectives, not just the worst one. Maybe someone got something from this. Regardless, I did. So, thanks for that. Yeah, well, I'm gonna go. I think I'm gonna braid my hair, for the airplane, and then I'll just take it down tomorrow when I get there. And then I'm all packed up, so I guess I'm just gonna hang out with my family and try to grab all the last few things I need and just try to be present and be with myself, and look at all the possibilities. And yeah, spend time with my family and my animals, and then I'll leave my house at 3 a.m. So I'll be waking up at 2:30 in the morning. What the fuck, bitch? Okay. Okay. It's good to be scared and do things anyway. So. Okay. Okay. I got this. You got this. We got this. Okay. I love you. Bye.